Reflections. Art et al. Co-founder Lisa Slominski spoke to Clemens, Harriet and Sophie Brunner of Atelier Rolling at the end of the project to hear about their experience of the collaboration. Interview highlights. Do you have a favorite part of the tablecloths or process?
Clemens, I usually draw people inside of rooms, and in this tablecloth instead, these women are outside the drawing.
Lisa, so you made the women without a background?
Clemens, yeah.
Sophie, that is unusual for him because normally he will contextualize them in their working area.
Harriet, it's hard to choose favorites because I love all of the individuals. I love each of the tablecloths that I have been spending so much time on because I've been stitching and I've been giving flowers to each of these women. I feel like I can't choose a favorite, but I suppose a favorite idea was me being able to spend time with each individual woman. Clemens, you've done such a good job of giving each woman her own character, like some of them are small and some of them are tall and some of their body language is different. And so I really enjoyed getting to know them and they're all doing something different. Yeah, I love them. I think my favorite part was really getting to know them because I could really actually spend so much time with each individual.
How has this collaboration impacted your art practice?
Sophie, Clemens, is now doing another co-working project at Atelier Rolling. They are working together. He started today. We met an artist and they're working on the same picture. He got inspired by this co-working together and he proposed it to this artist to work on a picture together.
Clemens, I am also taking tablecloths and pulling them over a frame.
Working in a new way, on fabric, following this collaboration.
Harriet, I've really enjoyed working in a more decorative way. And being able to collaborate has given me permission to, kind of, look at flowers and Clemens, you kept talking about these tablecloths that you have seen in exhibitions and you sent pictures that they were all very kind of decorative and floral. I think that's kind of opened up my mind to experimenting with a more decorative space in my practice as well. I collaborate a lot with different sorts of community groups and so having this collaboration with another artist, I have collaborated with artists before but often I collaborate with people who don't identify as artists, I think I'd like to explore collaborating more with other artists and see how that works within my the work that I do as a socially engaged artist.